now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. Dookie-200K Club Member, and I'm here with Crypto Crier, a.k.a. the Proceed with Caution Maxi. Crier, you killed it.
Oh, yeah, baby. Nice little 10Xers. This is the... We've had multiple 10Xs the last 2 weeks.
You're like a few months back, yeah. Like the last like 2 months, I was crushing it. And then out of nowhere, Crier. Dude, you just put the guard down. You put the guards completely down and you said, screw it. And you're getting it on the open editions, the derivatives, like all of these things. And you're crushing it. Props to you.
Thank you, sir.
So can you wait before we get into the topics, because we have a very doodly episode today with a little bit of zombies at the end and some Dookie in the middle as well. But before we get into it, Crier, explain to me why the project that you bought into went up and my dumbass buys Ghost, which you think it do hey, goes on down. That one.
I feel like I didn't buy any of those, but I thought those were going to do well. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't. What happened? What the heck happened?
I don't know. The reason I got...
all right, next topic. No, oh, sorry.
The reason I got on this one was shout out to Just a Dude. He showed me them, and he was a part of the Sotheby's collection, so I thought he's a pretty big artist in the space. Not like hugely popular, but I thought they looked really good. Just the collection itself looked really good. They were 0.06, but it was only 15 minutes. So you didn't get a lot of chance to pick one up and end up being 8,400, something like that. But yeah, so quite a bit of them. And now he's turned it into a collection of 8 different colors. And so there's 10,050 per collection. And he's saying that the whole thing is going to be based on sets. So pretty much all these open mechanics, if you get one that gets a lot of volume traction, if it has some sort of burn mechanism like checks did, and how this one kind of has that mechanics of volumes there, people have eyeballs on it, and now they have to burn something to get the next step in them. I think that's what kind of is the key to look for.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, that sounds not complicated, but well thought out. Something's coming. Things are happening. And on my side, I got the artist that came out and said, hey, thank you so much. Let's just soak in the excitement. Yeah, I'm sorry. Listen, shout out to the artists in the world, the NFT projects, all these awesome things. Don't get me wrong. Ghost art is unbelievable. But the tweeting side, we got to work on. We got to work on the tweeting side. All right, but enough of that. Let's go into the topics that we have today. Like I said, we have a very doodly podcast today because Doodles 2, it's pretty much everything going on with Doodles. Let's go ahead and start with the company that they acquired, number one. Number two, we'll go into Doodles 2, which is they finally found a home for Doodles 2. So let's go into the first one. Doodles has officially acquired an animation studio. The animation studio is called Golden Wolf, if I'm not mistaken. Right. And they've done animations for Rick and Morty, Disney, Nike, a bunch of people all over the place. And not only that, they're Emmy nominated, like an actual Emmy nominated studio. So Doodles said, hey, listen, we're going all out. Sure. There's been some rumors of this happening as well. And pretty much what they stated was this is going to be the next level for the long form content, gaming, in real life experience, and a lot more. So Crier, how are you taking this news on the animation studio?
Yeah, animation studio side, I am ultra pumped. I think that's such a cool pickup. They did their animation for the Doodles 2 media was really cool, like the release video and the teaser and the trailer. I thought it was really interesting. That did a really good job. And it's like a big name there. And what they said is they're going to go and focus on other collections too. They're still going to be like a production studio, an animation studio, and they're going to focus on Web3 stuff. So I think that's a really cool pickup for sure. That brings another revenue arm for them. As a company on the whole, yeah, I think that was a massive move. They said they didn't really have they had an AMA today with NFT Now. And they said on there that they didn't really have like a storyline to take people on a journey on Instagram, which I thought that's why they haven't really posted anything like that. And they go okay. with the route of now they have an animation studio, they're going to try to bring the story and lore through these types of like short video contents. And it sounded like they're going to be releasing it through Instagram. Could be pretty interesting on that side for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, as much FUD, as low of a floor as this project I'm about to mention, Cool Man Universe, on the side of Instagram and creating that short form content of creating a storyline that goes from video to video, and on YouTube as we're on the long form side, that is something I truly believe that a lot of projects need to look into. 100%. Unfortunately for them on the Cool Man side, all the rest hasn't been the best. It's the opposite. So I wish they would just collide a little bit on
merge
that side.
Those two, and then it would be, I think it would have been done really well.
As well as a lot of projects, if it's Gutter, if it's Cool Cats, if it's Dead Fellas, if it's, I'm just naming all my bags, so the whole bag I have. So anyone like that, please just watch those videos and start creating some more on that side. But again, I absolutely agree with you, Cryer. I believe this move was incredible. The funny thing is, for the fans of Golden Wolf prior to NFTs, prior to the Doodle acquisition, if you went into the comments, they were fucking pissed. They were absolutely pissed out. They're going the NFT Web3 route. How could you sell out? Oh my God, all this stuff. So again, still the same thing. We saw that with what's the project? It was National Geographic. Same thing on that side, National Geographic, and the backlash that they got from the other crowd, the majority crowd. Let's go ahead and say it like that. But and again, awesome news. Shout out to the Doodles for going ahead and doing that. And now the team is a little bit bigger, and it's going to be interesting. Again, that short form content, just like us at NRN, is crucial now. And now that's hopefully going to allow us at NerdFT Radio, at NRN, at Sit Down with Sniper, at all our spaces, all these things that have just more rich content to talk about and to speculate and to just allow people to understand what the heck's going on. Now, on the flip side, we have more news that obviously it's leading into the first step, which is the animated studio. Now, the second step is they have officially found a home for Doodles 2, and it's no other than Flow. Cryer, on a scale of 1 to 10, them picking Flow, where do you rank it?
Like a 4, 5?
Where's Nate's soundboard? Cryer, explain to me before you explain like why you feel that way and all that, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. So Flow, for the individuals that might not know what the heck a Flow blockchain is, the same blockchain that brought us NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day. They were the ones, and I will attest to it because I was one of them, that brought in started the bull run of 2021 in NFTs. It funneled so many people into NBA Top Shot, which then led into Bored Ape, Gutter, Cool Cats, and all these Doodles, like any project you can think of. And I really believe on that side, I would be pretty bullish on that end, because we talked a little bit about this prior to the episode, Cryer, on the side of NBA Top Shot, I had two options when I got into NFTs for my friend. He said, listen, you got the easy way, which is NBA Top Shot, or you got the hard way, and you need to learn how to create a MetaMask, how to use a MetaMask, what the heck ETH is, how to make transactions. And me being the smart individual I am, I went the easy route and probably faded generational wealth. But on the side, now I can talk about it. It was the easier route. Less transaction. It feels more Web2-like when you're UX.
There's no learning curve.
Like that. There's no learning curve, so it feels like you're just doing something that you're already used to. So on that side, I think that's the great approach that Doodles and Doodles 2 were going into. And that's why this, for me, I would at least give it a 7 out of 10. Obviously, Polygon might have been a better route or something else. But on that side, a lot of people are upset saying, oh, Top Shot's awful. How could they do this? How could they do that? But listen, Top Shot, yeah, sure. Flow is the same company and everything of Top Shot, Dapper Labs, the whole nine, but this is Doodles coming to Flow. It's not Dapper Labs saying, hey, we're going to take everything and do it for you guys. No. Doodles is just going to use their blockchain, which is something different. It's like saying, because a project's on Solana, they suck. Actually, hold up. I don't know if we can Solana just sucks. Never mind. I'm not going to use Solana on that case. But let's just put it this way. Doodle still has control over the IP, the brand, the mechanics, everything. And they're just using that platform. What happened with DFK, where they were using Harmony? It wasn't... Maybe Doodles should make their own blockchain. All right, keep it going. Yeah, Let me hear your side. Let's hear it. What would you call if you were Doodles? What would you call your blockchain?
I would just make an AVAX subnet, and just like DFK did, and have a Doodles network. Like, they just was a choice that made it a very easy. They can have their own wallet.
Go off, King Crier. Go off. Let's hear. Let's hear.
I understand it's crazy easy to onboard people that way, but if it's just I just think it's like taking like an easier approach. Let them do that type of stuff while you have the product, where they could have done.
Let me ask you something. You're absolutely right. Let me ask you something. Being on Flow, so many users using NBA Top Shot, so many users using NFL All Day. By the way, there's more users on NFL All Day than NBA Top Shot right now.
That's good.
And if NFL All Day like went ham, and I have assets like a few, a couple of those. And I just haven't checked, but it's crazy good right now. So imagine the advertisement on those sites to get a free Doodles. Obviously, when you're in that ecosystem, you know about the NFTs that instead of going towards NFTs, you stayed
you
on.
You heard about them.
You stayed here, but they know about it. So imagine the advertisement. Hey, listen, you have assets here. You're going to be able to get a free Doodles. Wait, what? A free Doodles? So maybe that's a good route, but what do you think?
I think as a company choice, I can see 100% why they did it. I think, again, we don't know the specifics of the deal of what they worked out. I'm sure Poopy said that they turned down other offers that were just money. Like people to come onto their...
Matic.
Yeah, exactly. Like Matic has... Pretty much, they threw the money. Yeah, they threw the money over at Frankie. Got some of that. That is the people are definitely vying for your. If you're a big brand on NFTs, they're vying for you to come to their chain. Like they want that volume. They want to be seen as stronger. It's a huge win for Flow. I definitely think so because there's definitely value there, but it's just not the value that aligns with my values. That's my biggest problem. That's the chain that Ticketmaster chose to use. That's like, what about that's the Ticketmaster choice. What do you think why would you choose something that also Ticketmaster chose? It's crazy centralized. It's crazy walled garden.
What if Ticketmaster picked?
They're still going to do the same thing. I think it would be a different. Polygon or something like that. I think it would be a different choice. What do you mean? Why did they choose that one?
What if Ticketmaster picked ETH? And would all ETH projects have? I know, but that's what if the they point. Picked ETH? And would all the projects have to jump from what's going on?
No, I'm saying like you're using the one that a crazy terrible company that has abusive powers and abuses the users already. That's the chain that they chose to operate on.
Listen, I just got an email from NFL All Day, and I'm going to receive Doodle emails very soon. So it's going to be very boomer and very web 2. It's a great choice. Good job, Doodles team. I'm kidding, but I do see what you're saying. The choice obviously wasn't in the top three for me, honestly. Yeah. And this is just a way where I can get behind what you said. It's the easy route. They took the route that they believe the short term could be very successful. But are they thinking 10 years ahead when people are more knowledgeable on the blockchain and they see the flaws behind Flow, the companies that are on Flow and what Dapper Labs has done, the whole nine? That could be in the long term a bad thing for them. But short term, I really do believe that it will allow them to onboard the masses, a lot more people, that if they were to pick an Avalanche, any other blockchain, whatever you want to go ahead and use. So that's how I think of it.
Yeah, I can definitely, again, I say like it was a good move for the company. I just, me personally, don't really care for the choice.
So us at Nerd FT Radio have one thing and one thing only to say, fuck Flow. That's all. I'm sorry. Don't Flow. If you want to sponsor the podcast, let me know. It could be brought to you by Flow, and then Cryer's going to have to turn around and we get some merchandise on it, maybe something behind it. Yeah. Who knows what happens there? But what else you got for the Doodles? Are you excited?
I'm excited about
to stay away. Yeah, let's get away from Flow a little bit. You saw those videos.
This looks super awesome.
The traits.
If they execute it really well, I listened to the whole thing on the NFT Now. They broke it down really well. They said that the reason that they're choosing this was because It was the storage-like usage of the chain is a little bit different. So they, like, a wallet has a certain amount of storage, and like it's more about the individual traits being able to, in real time, see them leave and exit the actual Doodles 2, like the inventory of the Doodles 2. So if you sold the Doodles while it's wearing the clothing, it would be transferred with it. It was more of a nested architecture. So that was cool. They said it was something similar to the Ethereum 998, I believe, something like that. It's, you know, like we have 721s. We have the different proposed use cases or protocols or whatever, NFTs or ERC20s. This was another one that has like a nested function or inventory function, like in the actual code, right? They said that was like why they chose that. And then like reason, obviously, their past partnerships and working with them and stuff like that. So they're comfortable with the team and stuff like that. So again, on the company side, I see why they chose these things, but yeah. I think it's overall, the animations were super cool. I'm excited about the traits. I think they look interesting. I think the whole proposition of bringing in digital identity as a thing, hopefully partnership. I saw Instagram say something about having animated avatars.
Flow is partnered with Instagram as well.
So did you see that one today? It was like today they announced that.
I did not.
So earlier, like this morning, Instagram said that they're going to be having like the ability to swiping on your profile picture on Instagram will allow you to switch to like an animated avatar. If that's something where that would be, I don't think the users of Flow is where the value is. I think something like that using your avatar on Instagram would be a lot more valuable.
I believe that the advantage of Flow is definitely the, like you said, the use case that it's going to be able to be on Instagram. It's not going to feel like an NFT, like an Ethereum transaction. Like
you won't know any of that. Like
you have to get the MetaMask. You have to do this. You have to do that. You won't know exactly. You won't know any of that. And that is the advantage again on the short term, long term. Let's see what happens. Maybe Flow brings it back. Who knows? Maybe around a little bit. So we'll see how they do it. Listen, I'll personally say like Doodles for me, from all the live events to what they've brought to the art, to the team, they haven't once like completely failed me other than just not tweeting a lot. But listen, like I know a lot of people that don't tweet a lot and it is what it is. Go look at like Microsoft's Twitter or go look at like another one. Like they're not tweeting that much either. So what's going on? Why is everyone so upset? You want them to tweet every single day? I don't know. But yeah, man, again, I'm super excited. Those traits look incredible. Crier, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days left in January. Duplicators?
Said 31st, last day.
Okay.
That's what they said. That's what they said. Yeah, they said today.
Okay. All right. Here we go. In 6 days, we will see it. By the way, Doodles 2, that in February.
So what do you do? What do you
do? Key. And the only way with my duplicator? Yeah.
How many do you have? One?
I have two.
Two dupes.
I have a common and a very common.
Nice.
I'm going to definitely duplicate my Viking and get some hollow beard action, some Viking helmet, some nice little fur jacket. And we're going to try to see what is under the doodle, because I don't know how my legs look like, so, and my shoes. So hopefully I got something great. I feel like my doodle has some good swag, so hopefully he knows how to dress the par, or hopefully I'm not butt naked.
Yeah, I'm torn. I have three. I have a two commons. I have one of each. So one.
Okay. You have
rare, common, and very common. So.
Okay, so we'll see. I'll put it this way. You and I are both not going to be the first people to duplicate. We're obviously going to allow the guinea pigs to go first, and then we're going to make an executive decision afterwards. Yeah. So shout out to the guinea pigs.
The dupe unused, is that a valuable thing? Or versus?
But we'll find out. At least use one. I'm definitely using one. But again, let's see if it comes on the 31st. And then on the side of February, those beta keys are only going to be for those duplicators, individuals that have the duplicators, and individuals that have the Genesis box. If you are an OG doodle and you only have an OG doodle, you're getting nothing except holding a doodle worth 80 ETH. So if you're complaining, just sell it. Or if you don't want it, I'll take it. So maybe you should be grateful for what you have, because if there's 100,000 people in the space, there's less than 10,000 people that have a doodle. So maybe be a little more grateful. That's all I gotta say. All right. What else we got? We got one thing before. Listen, the one thing I'm excited about talking with you, Cryer, is The Last of Us. So we're going to just wrap up this little segment I got. I'm going to call it the Dookie Dash, and we're going to dash straight through it. All I'm going to say is this game is great. I'm at 200K. There is so many tactics that you need to look into and play, from using the boost at items at the beginning, going through wood as quickly as possible, and at the end you just got to start dodging like you're a freaking drone pilot. That's all I got. And of course, if you do have a sewer pass, you got to get some ape and you got to get the boost. But I will only suggest you getting the boost if you're averaging at least from a tier one, at least I would say 70,000 or more. And if you have a tier four, you got to average at least 150K until you start boosting for that two ape, which is 10 bucks, 12 bucks for only 10 minutes. So that's my little tips that I would give on the side of me streaming. And by the way, I am streaming. It's Red Sox guy on Twitch. I'm always streaming. But you know what? When I get that 200, when I'm getting that 200K, I'm not streaming because I have stage fright. So I only do that on the... when silence. I'm by myself.
One piece in the background.
All right. That's enough of the dookiness. Yeah. Cryer, let's nerd out. The Last of Us is
incredible.
Unfucking believable.
It was done super well.
What an incredible show. They took it literally from the comic to the show so perfectly. And then this is where the kicker is. They added stuff, and it's even better than the game. Like the little things that they're adding. Really, and we've never seen that before. It's always, oh, why'd they add that? Please add more. Whatever you're doing, do it more.
They were closely working with the game studio on it and the creators of The Last of Us. They're the creators of Chernobyl. So that's their background. Another incredible show, one of my favorite shows. That's one of my favorite like documentary type style shows. It's done really well. But yeah, on the side of, they're working really tightly with the creators of Last of Us, so they had a ton of just really good input on the side of they had a lot of speak. I think his name was Brian is the creator, but he had a ton of praise to the team for creating the whole underground network how the actual fungus works and stuff like that. A lot of the backstory and just like really deep into the creation of the show that he was very happy with. They did a lot of just the cosmetics and stuff like that were done extremely well. Yeah, I was just
the clickers. Yeah, good,
really interesting stuff. Felt just like how the game felt. It's so cool. Like it, and it was done super well on that side.
Yeah.
Again, there were some small changes, but like, for the plus, I would say there's a lot of changes that I just play really well into the, you know, just this background of the story. Yeah, the story was done so well. And the acting has been.
Yeah, very absolutely. I would definitely suggest going on YouTube or Instagram, Twitter. Like they put like a side by side of the video game and the show, and like just that perfect. Just they like, take like the, just the perfect lines, the scenes, the airplane scene in the first episode.
Nuts.
Boy, when that shit went down, I was like, what did I just watch? Unbelievable stuff. Right now, we're through episode one. Now we're going to episode two. Episode three is coming on Sunday. This show is every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern. This is literally just like Game of Thrones. There's going to be nine episodes, and we're going to see a lot of seasons. Yeah, so definitely. We're good. They hit home on this. Remember, there's The Last of Us 2 as well. So they're obviously not going to go through full game in the first season. Yeah. They're going to go a long time, probably 4 or 5 seasons. Then they can just go to Last of Us 2. And a lot of people have backlash on Last of Us 2. Guess what? They can change the storyline and you idiots can stop complaining. So there's a lot of really cool stuff that they are able to do. This is I'm about to say something that's going to upset me, but I think I said this like a few episodes ago. This is what HBO was looking for in Westworld. For you and me, Cryer, we got that, but for the rest of the world, doesn't seem like they got it. Now they officially got
it's
something.
It's got the
that's
zombies
not
check.
Thrones,
it's got the good storyline. Everyone likes zombies, apparently. Oh, yeah. So yeah,
dude, I love zombies.
I love just like change, like the fungus. Like that's such a cool aspect for me.
Unbelievable.
And the intro for that episode was just nuts too. Like, man.
I'm so happy. It's so much fun. I can't wait to see it. I'm a big person like having a show that's a weekly type thing because it allows me to look like it's like football. I love football on Sunday because I know I can on Sunday. I'm not going to do anything but watch football. I know every Sunday, 9 p.m., I'm watching this show. That is something I look forward to. So it's something good. I know I have some friends that are like, oh, I only watch it when it's the first full season's over.
I prefer to. I know you.
Cryer behind me is literally episode 609. Trust me when I tell you, I love binging shows. I'm watching the most bingeable show, which is One Piece. But there's something about having a show like once a week, and you just get that feel. That was Legion on.
Yeah,
and
Legion was really good for that one.
Yes. The Marvel one?
I love that show.
Looks like we know what we're going to talk about next time. All right. That pretty much wraps it up for us. Again, thank you so much for stopping by another episode of Nerd FT Radio.
Happy birthday to this young man right here.
Thank you. My birthday was on January 24th. I am now legal to drink. I'm kidding. I'm now 27 years old. I'm being told when you hit 27, now it's just
about what were you complaining about? Your back was hurting or something?
Dude, my shoulder, I slept on my shoulder on the 23rd. I woke up on the 24th feeling like an old man. So I guess, it's happening. It's happening. Yeah.
Falling apart.
This is a downfall.
But yeah, happy birthday, man. Very excited so much, to have a bunch more with you on this fantastic podcast.
Absolutely, yeah. Hell yeah. And again, for all the viewers, thank you so much. We will not have an episode coming up on Monday. Cryer is going to be Florida Cryer. Right. He's going to be with some family, but we'll be back on the following. Maybe I'll stream on Sunday or Monday instead to compensate for everything like that. But we'll catch you guys later. Have a good rest of your day.
Peace.